Good morning, everybody. You're here listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. It is Monday, February 9th, 2026. And it is now 10:04 a.m. I appreciate you all waiting for me and being patient, so that I can get my act together and be here with all of you. I always appreciate all of you very much, and I'm very grateful that you're here. And I say that all the time, and I don't say it lately because I definitely mean it. Without all of you, I wouldn't be here. Why would I? I'd just be talking to myself. And I can tell myself these things anytime, and I often do. But I enjoy the fact that all of you are here with me, because together we create a vortex of energy that can support each other, that can hold each other's desires and put energy toward them, which makes them manifest faster. Because, you know, like it says somewhere in the Bible, not that I'm a big Bible aficionado, but where two or more are gathered in my name, you know, it creates more power and it creates more energy. So it's very helpful to have, not that you can't do it all by yourself. Yes, you can create your desires by yourself. But it's very helpful to have other people's energy adding more energy to yours and helping you create. It's a helpful thing. You just have to make sure you have the right people with the right motivation and the right energy, so that you're all focusing properly. Because if you've got any negative energy in there, that's not going to be the best idea, obviously. That's why we don't tell. Excuse me. It's why we don't tell. Or why I think it's a good idea not to tell everyone what you're planning when you have a big desire, or when you're planning something new and out of the ordinary that you aren't. That hasn't quite yet come to fruition in many spiritual circles. We hold on to our plans. We keep them close to the vest, so to speak, because we don't want anyone's negative energy throwing a monkey wrench into our manifestation. And I personally feel like I kind of have mixed feelings about that, because I know that, you know, someone's throwing negative energy your way, it's not a great thing, but it's also not going to be powerful enough to derail any positive energy that you have. The thing I like to keep in mind is that if you tell somebody, oh yeah, I have this great new thing that I'm thinking of doing, the one thing that I like to avoid is having other people's opinions, because that's energy that might go against yours. It might cause doubt in you, and you don't need that. You don't need that when you're trying to create and you're trying to, you know, you have this really inspiring idea. Excuse me. And you know, you have this inspiration, you really want everything to go well, and you're excited about it. The last thing you need is somebody poo-pooing it and, you know, dumping crap all over it, because they're saying, oh, well, that's not really feasible because you can't do this, you know, without this, blah, blah, blah. You don't need to hear that when you have a manifestation and a plan and an inspiration And it doesn't help you because it creates doubt in your mind. So that's what I'm saying. It's something I learned a long time ago. And I'm sure some of you are familiar with this. You know, this very idea that, you know, if you have to tell somebody who you know is going to be happy for you. You know, tell somebody who's going to lift you and help inspire you more rather than drag you down and deter you from moving forward with whatever your idea is. Because if you have an inspiration, it was put there by God. And I have no doubt about that. We don't have inspirations for nothing. And I don't even believe that we think of them ourselves. I don't. I feel like we are vessels, we are containers, and we have God energy moving through us. And I really feel like any positive, inspirational thought that we have comes right from God, you know, spirit, the divine, whatever you want to call your higher power. I don't think we really think of these things ourselves. I mean, we have great brains. So yes, we think, of course, because we're in human bodies. But I really think that our inspiration always comes from spirit, always. And it comes through us. Because sometimes, I know for myself, I'll just have like something drop right into my awareness. And I don't know where it came from. I wasn't even thinking about this thing. And all of a sudden, boop, there it is. So I know that anything that really catches my attention or inspires me is something that God wants me to pay attention to, and I'm going to. So I always try to do that, and I don't, it's probably one of the reasons people feel like I'm a little bit of a mystery at times, because I don't necessarily shout my thoughts from the rooftop. I keep a lot quiet, and it's for my own good. And I have found that what is in my best interest is usually in everyone else's best interest too. They don't need to know. So if you don't need to know, I'm just going to tell you some things on a need to know basis, really. And that, of course, like I said, doesn't go for like people who I know are going to be happy for me. That's very different. Like my best friend, I pretty much tell everything to. I can't think of anything I haven't told her, unless I just haven't thought about it yet. But I don't tell anyone else. I really don't. Is that because I have trust issues? Possibly. But it's also because of what I'm saying here. I don't tell everyone everything that is in my heart, because I don't know who's going to be sending me good energy and who's not. I like to think that people will, but and I can often tell who will and who won't, believe me, which is why I don't tell a lot of people. And that's a shame. And it sounds kind of unfortunate to say that, you know. But look around in your life. Who can you really trust? And I don't want to dissuade anyone from trusting anyone, but I know husbands and wives who can't even tell each other things because, unfortunately, they don't have the greatest relationships, and you would think that they should because they're married, but like the husband or the wife will do something that's, you know, they're really happy about and really makes them feel good. And the partner, you know, will basically shit all over it because they don't want their partner to change. They don't want them up leveling because they feel like they're going to get left in the dust. And this is how a lot of people are. A lot of times they don't want to see you succeed because they're not succeeding. And I have the opposite feeling to that, because I know that if I see someone succeeding, I'm seeing it, first of all. It's in my awareness. It wouldn't be in my awareness if that succeeding, you know, if that success energy were not in my experience also, or just about to be. So if I am, you know, even I think it was Tony Robbins who said this, if anything good happens within like a 5-mile radius of you, claim it as yours, because it is. If you're seeing it, it's in your energy. You wouldn't see it if it weren't in your own energy. So I hope that makes sense. So that's how I feel when I see someone succeeding. I'm like, oh, this is great. One, I'm happy for them because I know how it feels to succeed. It feels wonderful. And why wouldn't I be happy for them? And two, I see success. I see it happening for someone else. And I know that if I'm seeing it, it's in my energy as well. So I'm going to succeed. And I was just talking to my best friend Kat yesterday about this. It's the truth. Like, I learned that, you know, this is the way it works. So my first instinct when I see someone succeeding now is pure joy, really. I am so happy when I see my friend succeed. Because I know how, one, I know how it feels to succeed. It feels great. And it feels like such a relief. It feels like a relief to succeed. It feels like, you know, success. It feels like you're satisfied, you're happy. And I want that for everybody. And I want that for myself. And I know how it feels because I've been there many times, thank God. So if you see anybody around you succeeding, be happy for them, because that energy of what you're seeing means that it's in your energy too. I don't know how better to say this. It's just like, I don't understand how, I mean, I understand it in my brain, but I don't understand why we can't all just be happy for each other. Because we all have that potential. The only way I think people wouldn't be happy for someone who's succeeding is if they really didn't know that they were the creator of their own reality. Because you are the creator of your own reality, and you're always creating. Whether you're creating a massive pile of gold or a massive pile of crap is up to you. And I can teach you more about that if you like. But but honestly, that's the way it works. We are the creators of our reality. We have to allow spirit to work through us. And I always talk about the ways to do that. So if you're unfamiliar with how to do that, ask me a question. I will tell you how to get to the Facebook chat right now. I've been standing here walking back and forth. I tend to walk in circles and pace when I get all fired up about stuff, because I can't sit still. So let me tell you how to go over to the Facebook chat, because that would probably help. So go to your device, computer, whatever you've got there in front of you. Your phone, your tablet, and just go to, I'm doing it also, 12radio.com. And that will bring you to a page where, if you look on the left side, you will see some options, and one of them is chat. And if you hit chat, that will take you over into the 12 Radio Facebook page, where, if you scroll down slightly, you will see my banner, Lori the Love Sherpa. And you will see in the chat, Renee. I am happy to see you, Renee. And Renee says hi. And Kat is here, my bestie Kat. She says, good morning, everyone. Lori, I would love a card pulled today around motherhood for me specifically. I'm feeling grief around it today. You got it. I will definitely do that. And I'm sorry that you're feeling that way. Motherhood is so challenging sometimes. I know. Boy, do I know. because I am a mother and been one for almost 45 years. Gosh. Yes, I do have a daughter who's 45 years old. Unbelievable. Yeah, she'll be 45 this year. It's crazy. I probably shouldn't tell everyone her age. She looks a lot younger, though. Most of the time, she acts a lot younger, too. Not in a bad way. I don't mean that the way it sounded. she can. She has her moments, but she's good. But yes, I will definitely pull a card for you. Matter of fact, let me run into the other room. And I'll take all of you with me. And I will grab my card deck. I'm going to tell you all that I woke up a little late today, but the energies have been really strong, and there are some serious solar flares going on, and I can feel it. And I don't know how recent it was, but I can feel there's another one happening. Or it just happened pretty recently because I am high as a kite right now. And I say that because it's a blessing, and it also makes me feel very, sometimes like I really need to sit down or lie down. But I am not doing that right now. I might be sitting down just to talk to all of you. But I do. I feel like how it feels in my body is just like, it feels woozy. It feels like I'm high, just to put it very simply. So I'm just going to let you all know that that is what is happening in my body right now. And that is a great thing. Honestly, it's a blessing. I love when I feel high as a kite. It feels really good. So Kat, I have gotten the cards. Let me say hello to everybody and then I will pull one for you. How's that? Because we can't have you suffering needlessly. Learning lessons is good, but, and I know we learn through suffering, but we can also learn through pleasure and through bliss and joy. And I prefer that, frankly. So let's see what we can do. Hey, Quelly, I see you. Good to have you here. Whoops. I have to move a few things around and my thumbs are getting in the way here. Okay, let's use them for good. Okay. Hey, Jean. Oh, Quelly says Monday blessings, Lori. Thank you, Quelly. I will take all the blessings I can get, so thank you. And blessings right back at you. Lots of good energy. Hi, Jean. She says, hi, Lori. May you always have positive energy. Thank you. I'll take it. She says, may I have a card today? Yes, you may. Absolutely. I feel like pulling cards today. That feels like a good idea. Hey, Job. It's good to see you. Hey, Rob. Our birthday boy who just had a birthday a few days ago. Happy birthday. good to see you here. Thanks for being here. All right, everybody, I appreciate your presence. So let's go pull Kat's card right now, and then I'll pull Jean's card. So Kat, feeling grief. Grief is rough sometimes. It really is. Especially around motherhood, when you're trying so hard to be a good mom and your darn kid just won't cooperate. everybody's there doing the best they can, including our children. You know, they really are. And they don't know. They're still learning. We're all still learning, no matter how young or old we are. All right, Kat, the card I picked for you is the Angel of Prayer. Yeah, that makes sense. Ask the universe and the angels for help and guidance. Well, it's pretty self-explanatory, I suppose, but let's read what it says. All right. The angel of prayer. You are never alone, nor do you need to tackle or solve everything on your own. Oh, excuse me, God. I don't know why I'm burping so much. The universe, God, goddess, and the angels are always listening. All you need do is ask for their help and guidance. Prayer does not need to be formal or structured, as has been the tradition for so long in many religions. You may converse with the universe, the angels, spirit, God, goddess, ascended masters, and all beings of light and love in your own language and in your own way. The universal power is your loving friend. The pure essence of creation responds immediately to all your requests. However, due to the universal law of choice, it will not act or intervene unless it is asked to do so. Discuss the current issue along with any other fear or concern you may have with the angel of prayer. So, I kind of love that card because it just tells you exactly what to do for any issues that you might be having. And honestly, that's the best answer that we can ever... It's the best answer I can think of, you know. And also to remember that you are Christ consciousness, and that kiddo is also Christ consciousness. And I like to remember that I am the operant power in my world, like Neville Goddard always says. And that there are always lessons to be learned, and children teach us so many of them. One of these days, I'm going to make a suggestion. You can take it or leave it. But one of these days, I would love, you know, when she's not around, your daughter, I would love to have you gestalt with her spirit. Because her spirit is probably going to shed some light on things that she as a human can't illuminate for you. So the way you, the process of gestalt, okay, is basically you're talking, you're talking, you and your spirit, your soul, are talking to the other person's soul directly. And how it works is, excuse me 1 second. You get two chairs, you know, or, you know, you sit on the edge of the bed where you can move around a bit. And you sit in one chair and you energetically place the person's energy. The person is not around at this point. They're just somewhere else. They're not in your presence, the human. But you imagine their soul in the chair across from you, like you're talking and having a conversation with their soul. And you, out loud, can talk to their soul. And you can ask them questions. And then you, as the person's soul, say you're... Okay, there's two chairs. I wish I were on camera right now so I could just show you. But I'm sitting in one chair, and if I put, let's say your daughter, let's say I'm you and your daughter, you're putting your daughter in the chair, your daughter's soul, so that her soul can speak to you. You face each other, you face her soul, and you ask her questions that you want the answers to. And you say it. You could say it, I mean, you could say it to yourself, but I like to say it out loud. And I also, once I've asked the question, like why, blah, 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 whatever, then you get up and you sit in the other chair and you respond as her soul. But allow the answer to come to you. Don't just, you know, think you have to make something up. You don't. You sit there and you allow her soul to speak through you. To speak to you and through you. So I hope that makes sense, because I have gotten some, when I have been in the right frame of mind to do this, because I really resisted it at first, I didn't like it. But then one day I just had an inspiration and it was like, du Gestalt. And I did it and it was miraculous. I got some answers that you wouldn't believe. So I know we've probably talked about this before, but I always like to remember it and remind people to do it, because, you know, we forget. I forget sometimes too. And it's such a great tool. So if you sit her soul and ask her soul questions, her soul will answer you. I promise. And you will probably get answers that will surprise you. And some of them can be very, some of them might be elaborate, but most of the time they're pretty simple. Most of the time they're really simple, and we just haven't connected enough or been in a state of alignment to really hear what their soul is trying to tell us. Because that energy is always there in your child and in you, always. And when you practice it more, obviously, you know, you get better at dealing with humans on a soul level. Because dealing with humans on a human level never works very well. It really doesn't. Unless everyone's always in alignment, which they're not. So since we know this, dealing with the soul is a lot more efficient. Because the soul is always in alignment. The soul can't be out of alignment. The soul is Christ consciousness. So if you've got your Christ consciousness talking to her soul's Christ consciousness, you know, that's going to bring about a much more aligned response. And I would love, when you're, you know, feeling like doing it, I would love to have you do that when she's not around. I think you'll get some good answers there. And I so know what it feels like to feel grief and tenderness around children. Because I have, and you know this, and just know and remind yourself that you're always doing the best you can. You're always doing your best, always. You're a good mom. You're a great mom, actually. And I only wish that everyone had a mom who was as conscious and aware as you are, truly. I mean, I think a lot of us can say that. I was very fortunate. I had a great mom. Not everyone does. But your daughter does. And she's very lucky. And that is what I have for you for now. So I appreciate you asking for the card. And I hope that helps. But also remember, too, that, you know, like I was saying before, your daughter is a spiritual being. And like one of my favorite teachers, Dr. Mona Lisa Schultz, used to say, your daughter has a higher power and you ain't it. And I've always remembered that, because Dr. Mona Lisa was so funny and so wise. And that, just that simple phrase, she said it to me one day, because my daughter was there with me, you know, taking her courses, and we learned a lot, and she was wonderful. And one day she said that, she said, your daughter has a higher power and you ain't it. It's true. Like, all right, why am I trying to like navigate her entire life? Let me let her learn these lessons on her own. I mean, yes, sometimes with young children, you have to guide them or they get in trouble. But sometimes you got to let them figure stuff out for themselves. I know my own daughter allowed my grandson to start cooking a few years back. And I thought he was too young at the time, but she was like, no, he's great. And I'm like, all right, well, as long as he's okay near a hot stove, then I won't worry. He figured it out. He really did. He figured it out. I'm not suggesting that your daughter's ready to go cook at a hot stove, but maybe she is. I don't know. But I do know that you will know when the time is right to feel into the situation and know when you can let her guide herself a little bit more. And I'm sure you're already doing that in some ways. I know you are. So anyway, I've said a lot of words. I hope some of them have been helpful. And if you have anything else for me, I would love to hear it. So feel free to put whatever you like in the chat, Kat. And everyone, if anybody else has questions or comments, I am a spiritual psychology practitioner, so I do have some actual credentials, not to mention that I'm also a human design projector and a natural guide. So there's that. So I'm not just making stuff up. Everything I get comes right through me from spirit. I'm not just, you know, pulling things out of thin air. I mean, there is some basis for the things that I say. So it's probably a good idea if I let you know that. And I started saying recently that I'm going to stop being so humble and I'm going to blow my own horn because it needs to be blown. Because I know how my energy can affect people and I want people to benefit from that. Especially people that, you know, I love and, you know, people that I work with too. All right. Okay. Sorry, I'm still getting used to the way that Facebook has the liking system. It's a little bit different now. So I can put hearts next to all your comments. Okay. Jean, let's do your card. And I always like to remind people that whenever I pull a card for someone, if it resonates for you, then it's probably for you too. Because often when I pull cards, they're not just for one person. They're for more than one person. Sometimes several people. So it's always a good idea to listen to the card being read. There we go. And feel into if it resonates. If it resonates for you, you'll probably know it right away. Okay, Jean. Jean, I got the Angel of Finances for you. How interesting. It says, honor and give thanks for the blessings you're about to receive. Well, I can't say anything bad about that card. Not that I ever would about any of the cards. But that is probably one of my favorites, Angel of Finances. So let me see what we have for Jean and anyone else who this might resonate for. You are about to receive a substantial sum of money, or a substantial stream of money is about to enter your life. Well, Jean, I think I'm going to claim this card too. You have drawn this card because of your faith in the universe and your strong commitment to your purpose. The Angel of Finances is here to remind you that external wealth simply mirrors our internal beliefs. You can choose to see the world as lacking, or you can see it as abundant. You have realized that money is simply energy, a means of exchange which reflects your values and the way you view life. Honor and give thanks for the blessings you are about to receive, and remember to put your money to good use. Spend and invest your money in ways that help you further your true purpose and long-term goals, whatever they may be. So, this is something that I've tried to teach people, that money is energy. And the wealth that comes into your life really does mirror your internal beliefs, because you have to remember that you're God consciousness and that you can create. And if it's financial abundance that you want to create, money is energy. And in order to create financial abundance, you have to feel abundant. And you have to feel it before it actually comes. And of course, like I always talk about, there are many ways of creating that abundance in yourself. I was talking about it, say, 2 weeks ago. The feeling is the secret. Like Neville Goddard says, you have to feel the feeling before the thing actually happens, because that's what makes it happen. Feeling like you already have it gets you to the actual manifestation of actually having it. And the thing about money that most people really tend to forget is that when you are offering someone else money, which is the energy of appreciation, you're saying, I'm giving you this money because I appreciate what you are giving me in return. I appreciate what you are doing for me. So I'm giving you this money to thank you. And if there is any feeling of lack or scarcity, because you feel like, oh, I don't have enough money, so I can't fully appreciate this person in this way, even though they're doing great things for me, that's just going to backfire on you. Believe me, I know. I've watched it happen to people. So I'll tell you a story. I've had a few clients who were working with me and doing really well. And all of a sudden, either comes a time when you have to raise your prices occasionally. I don't do it very often, but every now and then it feels correct for me to do that for various reasons. And there was one instance, or more than one instance actually, where I raised my prices, and I had some very good clients who all of a sudden, because I raised my prices, chose not to see me anymore. And it wasn't because they didn't have it. This is the thing. It was because they didn't feel worthy of spending that much money to receive the gifts that they were receiving from sessions with me. Because when you're in a session with me, I'm giving you the gifts that spirit is pouring through me. Like I'm not doing this myself, but I am giving you what spirit has gifted me. So I am gifting my client. And whatever that is, whether that is a tool or whether that is energy, or, I work in many different ways. So whatever I am sharing with my clients is a gift from God, basically, because that's how I work. And I feel like that's how a lot of us do our jobs. Our abilities are gifts that we share with our clients and, the people we serve in our work. So when I talk about this, I'm not just talking about me. I'm talking about, everyone who has abilities that they share through their work. So, but in particular, I can remember one client who flat out, even though he was so, like, he felt rewarded and pleased, and this was, like, gosh, probably a few years ago. Like, he was so happy with his progress in his session. And yet, as soon as I raised my price, he noped out. He basically noped out. And I never saw him again. And that is crazy to me. Because to me, and not just to me, but in fact, that is fear. That is total fear energy. And I felt into it. I didn't have to feel into it too hard because I obviously, you know, knew what it was. But I felt it. And it's a feeling of unworthiness, which I also talked about a couple weeks ago. Or a month ago. I can't remember. A few weeks ago. It's that feeling of unworthiness. It's that havingness level. It's like, I can allow. It's like some people can allow themselves to have this much and no more. And that's unfortunate, because how do we expand if we don't want more? I mean, that's how feminine energy works, and man or woman, we all have that. But especially as women, that's why our desires are so big sometimes, because it's natural. It's natural for us to always be wanting to expand. So for a client of mine who's happy and doing well to deny himself the benefit of my energy just because I raised my price, to me that feels sad. It feels lackful. It feels... like, I wish I could, and I did mention something about this. I'm like, you know, this is just you in lack, right? You get this. And he's like, yeah, I can't see paying that much. I'm like, okay. It's seriously? It's your loss. Like, it's really your loss. I didn't say that to him. But, you know, how can I... I'm not going to try and convince anybody of anything. But I know, looking at this person who is no longer going to have the good fortune to benefit from what I have for him, that's sad. That's really sad. And it is his loss. I want everyone to feel worthy enough that if you are doing something or not doing something simply because of money, stop that. I'm serious. Stop that. And I know we are not all rich. I know that, you know, we have to watch our money sometimes, obviously. But if there's something that's benefiting you so greatly, and it starts to cost more than you thought, and it makes you a little uncomfortable, instead of contracting, try to stretch. Try to relax and know that if something is really benefiting you, don't you think God wants you to have that? Spend the money. It will come back. I assure you. I have done this myself. And the people who have done this with me have always been happy. They've always been glad. They've always come back and said, you were right. I did this thing. It made me really uncomfortable to stretch, but I knew it was for my highest good. I knew it was in my best interest to spend this money, even though it felt a little weird, because I'm worth it. I am worth taking care of myself and spending money on myself to get what I need. That is honestly a beautiful place to be, when you know that you deserve to be well taken care of by you and by spirit. It just doesn't make sense to me. That's why I'm so emphatic about it. It doesn't make sense to me to deny yourself something simply because of money. Money can come to you from all different sources, some that you may never have even realized or thought of. I mean, I've just seen it happen too many times, and I can tell you stories. Like, but it makes me really sad because I've had a few clients do that. Not a lot. Most clients understand that, you know, if I raise my price, obviously I have a good reason, and they know that what I do is worth whatever I charge. Probably a lot more, but that's just what I charge. So, you know, I have to put a finite number on it. And I'm sure all of you can say the same thing about what you do. You know, it's probably worth a lot more than you're charging. So you probably should raise your prices. But anyway, I've just had people do that. And it's like, all of a sudden, they start to, what happens is they start to expand. And this is what I see as the mechanics of it. They start to expand, and they keep expanding and expanding and expanding. And sometimes they get to a point where they've expanded more than is comfortable. And that's when they start to panic. And when they panic, they contract. And that's when they start to blame it on things like money. And that's not even the problem. Because I've seen people, even people who have the money, do this. You know, if you don't have the money, that's one thing, but still, no good excuse. But I've seen people who actually have the money do this and like worry, oh, is this, am I spending too much? Well, come on now, the money's right there. What are you worried about? It makes no sense. Anyway, these are some of my thoughts about money, because I know that we are creators and what we desire can easily come to us if we allow it to. Let me see what time it is. All right. I have 4 minutes. That is so crazy to me. Let me look at the Facebook chat. I will tell you a story about money. If somebody can remind me next week, that would be great, because I'll probably forget. But it's a story about how I received money very unexpectedly when I was getting ready to move from New York to California many years ago. It's a pretty amazing story, so I will tell it next time we're together. If I remember, and if someone can remind me, that would be even better. Okay. Let me go back to the chat. Yeah, it's a really good story. You're really gonna like it. And it's amazing, and it illuminates everything that I'm saying. It just really, it's quite phenomenal. Okay. Oh, Jean says, Lori, that reading is so right on. Yay. Oh, someone's calling. Okay. Jean says, my bestie talked to someone who goes to our church, and he is going to pay for my car to be towed in and have two tires put on and pay for a brand new washer and dryer, since the nearest laundromat is 40 miles away. When the flat happened, I didn't feel like it wasn't in the budget, but that something would happen, and it did. Didn't stress about the money, just sent the energy out to the world. Bingo, Jean. This is exactly what I'm talking about. Exactly. Oh, I hope I'm still on. I hope you heard all that. I got a phone call and I don't know what happened. Okay. Oh, okay, good. I thought I cut out for a second. Okay, good. So I'm glad then you heard all that. That's great. So that's what I was talking about with money, because that's exactly how it works. Oops, sorry. I just like slammed this counter. I got very excited. I'm so glad. I'm so happy to hear that, Jean. That is amazing. So see how this all ties in? I love when that happens. Everything always just ties in. So Jean did the right thing. She obviously trusted and believed, and look what happened. She got rewarded for it. That's how money works. That's exactly how it works. That's awesome, Jean. I'm so happy for you. And she also says, I want to pay the guy back by donating to some local charities, keep the energy flowing, help the world. Yes. Yes, because that is how we keep it flowing. When money comes in, you want to pay it forward. You do. You want to, like, help someone else. That's exactly, oh my God. I'm so excited, Jean. I'm so happy to hear this. This makes me really, really, really happy and thrilled for you that you're getting, like, tires and a washer and dryer. That's amazing. I'm so happy for you. And I'm so glad that the card was, you know, speaking right to you, really. The cards, honestly, spirit speaks through these cards like nobody's business. They amaze me. Spirit amazes me. It's just, the whole thing is amazing. So I have to go because we have Christine Demorier coming on after me. Amazing, right? So stay tuned for Christine. And I'm so grateful for all of you. Thank you so much for all your inquiries and your requests for cards, and just your presence is what I really appreciate the most of all. And I'm thankful to my producer, Serena, who now has her show on Mondays, although I don't know what time. I'm sorry, Tuesdays. Today's Monday. Whoops. She now has her show on Tuesdays. So Christine is coming up right now in about 5 minutes. And I hope to see all of you next week. You have been here with me, Lori the Love Sherpa, on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. I love you all so much. Bye, everybody.